I'm going to learn Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis of Masecha Sukkah. We are holding out the two dots on the top of Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. Omar Mar. So we had said in the Brisa before, Mishum Rabbi Yosei Gvili Amru, Af Eim Kosvin Alav Gitei Nashim, that anything that's a living being, an animal, you cannot use as like the cloth on which to write a get. My time is Rabbi Yosei Gvili. Why is it Rabbi Yosei Gvili holds that you're not allowed to write a get on an animal? So says Gemara, Ditanya, because we have a Brisa. Sefer, the Pasuk talks about writing a get, it says, V'kasav la Sefer Krisos. So in the other Sefer, I would only know that you could use cloth. Minayin l'rabos kol davar. How do I know you could write on other things like a piece of wood or an olive leaf? So tamalomar, V'kasav la mikal makom. Because the Pasuk says V'kasav la, which makes it sound like any ksiva is fine. Writing on anything is fine. Imkein matam lomar Sefer. Well, then why does the Torah use the word Sefer if it's not limiting it to Sefer? Lomer lecha, it's to tell you that ma Sefer davar sheino ruachayim veino ochel, just like a Sefer is something that is not living and is not a food, af kol davar sheino ruachayim veino ochel, you have to write a get on that which is not living and that which is not a food, and that's why a get that's written on a living animal is not okay, because it's not sufficiently similar to a sefer. Okay, who disagrees? I mean, the Rabbanan disagree and think you are allowed to write on a behema. Why? The Rabbanan would tell you, ikasav b'sefer, if the Torah would have said, v'kasav la b'sefer krisos, kidkarmet, I would agree, say the Rabbanan, that you're right, that you can't write on a living animal. But hashad d'chsiv sefer, but since the Torah does not say b'sefer, it says sefer, l'sfiris dvar mi'alma udasa, it's coming to tell me that the get has to spell out what is going on, that the get has to say, hareyat mutaris l'kol adam, that you are hereby becoming mutaris to marry other people. So now the Gemara is going to ask, well, wait a second, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Sefer is coming to tell me what you could write the get on and cannot write the get on, and Vakasov comes to tell me that you can write even on things that are not exactly a Sefer, but are similar to a Sefer. V'Rabbanan hai V'Kasov, my Darshibay. The Rabbanan darshan the word Sefer to teach me that you need a Sfiras Devarim, that the get has to tell the story of what's going on, but what do they learn from the word V'Kasov? They need the word v'kasav to tell me that a woman can only get divorced with ksiva, she cannot get divorced with kesef. Meaning the only way to get divorced is with a document. Because we might have thought, since in general we do have a hekesh that compares divorce to marriage, meaning the mechanism that's used for divorce to the mechanism that's used for marriage, so I might have thought, ma havaya b'kesef, af yitzia b'kesef, that just like getting married can be done with kesef, that's how we all get married, we give kesef or shava kesef as kiddushin, so I might think that divorce can also be affected by giving kesef. Kamashmalan, that's why I got to say v'kasav, to tell me that only ksiva could affect divorce. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Haisvara Minale, where does Rabbi Yossi HaGlili know that from? He must agree that you can't get divorced with money, so he will tell you, mi sefer krisus nafkalei, from the fact that the Torah juxtaposes the word sefer to the word krisus, to tell me sefer korsa, the end of Racher Korsa, that only a Sefer can actually affect a divorce, but nothing else can actually affect a divorce. So it's the juxtaposition of the word Sefer and the word Krisos, it's not from the word Vikasav. V'idach, the Rabbanan, what are they going to use Sefer Krisos to teach me? Meaning, why doesn't, according to the Rabbanan, that Sefer just teaches me you need Sfiras Dvarim, why doesn't it say Sefer Gerushin? What's Sefer Krisos? The Rabbanan will use the Krisos to teach me that the get has to be a complete severance of all ties between husband and wife, that there can't be any condition in the get that makes it that they might still perhaps be married. For example, the Brisa tells us, if a guy gives a get to his wife almanas that she doesn't drink any wine ever, or that she never ever goes to her father's house again, that's not a valid get, and she's definitely not divorced, because at any time if she goes to her father's house or if she drinks wine, she can invalidate the whole thing. But if he says it's only almanas that you don't do these things for 30 days, then hareza krisos. Then it actually is a valid get because there is a definitive end time to it. V'idach, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who uses Sefer Krisos to tell me that you can't divorce with kesef, how does he know that a get has to be davar koris beino levena? Mikaris krisos nafka. He'll derive it from the fact that it uses the term krisos and not just kares. So you can make two separate drushos, and therefore one of those drushos is free to teach me davar kares beino levena v'idach. And the rabban would say kares krisos lo darshi. You can't make two separate drushos from kares and from krisos. So main point number one, the Gemara goes through the various halachos we learn from the phrase v'kasav la sefer krisos, and how we derive from there not to write a get on a behema, how we derive the machlokas, whether you can write a get on a behema. Good. Now we have a new Mishnah. Ha'os sukaso bein ha'ilanos. If someone builds a sukkah between trees, it's on the ground and it's between a bunch of trees, the ha'ilanos tefanaslai. He didn't make walls for the sukkah, he's using the trees as the walls of the sukkah. Kshera, that's perfectly fine. Now says the Gemara, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, kol mechitza shenichal lamed baruch mitzuyeh en mechitza. Any mechitza that cannot withstand a normal wind is not a valid mechitza. Tana, now our Mishnah says, oh, sukasa bein eilanos v'ilanos tefanos la kshera, that trees are a valid mechitza. Ask the Gemara, v'ha ka'azil va'asi, don't trees sway in the wind? And doesn't that therefore invalidate them? So says Gemara, chamei eskinan, v'kashin. We must be dealing with trees that are very hard trees and that do not easily sway in the wind. V'yika nofo, but what about the branches and the leaves of the tree? Those must sway in the wind. It must be that you tied up a whole bunch of branches and other things to be in place that even when it does sway, it's not going to create airspace. This is part of the major sugya of canvas sukkahs. Canvas sukkahs tend to sway in the wind as well. So the Pashto says, yeah, but it's fine, because even when they do sway, they still remain fully mechitza, meaning there's no airspace that's created, there's no openings that are created, like the Gemara says, by the trees, that when avadei behutz v'dafna, but some are concerned that no, any swaying at all is enough to invalidate it, and that's why they have those lovitz traps and everything else, all the other chumras that we've come up with in our generation. So ihachi maila memra, if the Mishnah speaking about such a thing, so what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Obviously the sukkah's kosher, meaning if you're talking about where you made it behutz v'dafna, that you made it that nothing could happen, even no matter how much wind comes, so what's the chiddush that the sukkah's kosher? Says Marna, ma'od detema nigzer dilma asi l'shtamush bi'ilan kamash milan. One might have thought that we made a gezeira that you might come to be mishtamish with the tree, you might come to use the tree on Yom Tov, which you're not allowed to do, so kamash milan, that's why it comes to tell me we're not concerned about that. Now the Gemara brings an additional raya against Rav Acha bar Yaakov from Mishnah and Erevin. The Mishnah is going to talk about boros of water that they set up for people who are ol regel to be able to give water to their animals as they're being ol regel, and they needed to put some sort of mechitza around the surrounding area in order that the ol regelim should be able to draw water on Shabbos for their animals, because the bar itself is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's 10 tefachim deep, but it's surrounded by an area that's Rosh Hashanah, so you're not allowed to take water from the bar and put it in and bring it out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. So they had to come up with a way where you can make sort of makeshift mechitzos around the area to make that whole area Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So that's what we call Pase Biraos, these four corner pieces that are one amma by one amma. So, Toshima, the Mishnah tells us, Hayasham Ilan Ogader O Mechitza Sakanim Nidon Mishum Diomad. That if you have a tree that's an amma by an amma, or a fence that's an amma by an amma, or reeds that are an amma by an amma, that can count as a corner piece for Pase Biraos. Now the Gemara is bringing a raya from this Mishnah that even though a tree has leaves that may sway in the wind and cannot withstand the Ruach Metzuyah, apparently it could count as a corner piece for the Pase Biraos. So you see, against Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who holds that a mechitza that cannot withstand a normal wind is not a mechitza. And the Gemara Hasam Nami, Mishum David Le Behutz V'dafna, the fact that it sways in the wind is because, you don't have to worry about the fact that it sways in the wind over there, because it must also be talking about where you solidified it with Hutza Vidafna. So says the Gemara. Gemara brings another raya against Rav Acha bar Yaakov from Mishnah Maseches Erevin about carrying on Shabbos underneath the branches of a tree. Tashema, Ilan HaMesach Ala Aretz. If you have a tree that creates a canopy over the ground that has very large branches and they spread out over the ground, Im Ein Nofo Gavoa Min Aretz Shlosha Tfachim, if none of the branches are three tfachim, if the branches are not three tfachim off the ground, they're considered to be attached to the ground because we have the principle of lavud, and therefore metaltel and tachtav, you can carry underneath those branches. But asking where am I? How can these branches form a mechitza? Mistama, they blow in the wind. Says Gemara, Hasamnami, David lebuhutz v'dafna. It must be that you solidified them with other hutz v'dafna, with shoots of a palm tree or something like that. I mean, it's like ulavin. Ihachi, if that's the case, that it's considered mechitza, v'nitalta b'kulei. Why can't you carry underneath the entire area of the tree, even if it's very, very large? Alama amravuna breder of Yeshua, ein metaltlimbo, ela beis asayim. Why then do we say that you're only allowed to carry if the area is smaller than a beis asayim? So says Mar Mishum David Dira Shetash Mishala Avir, Vikal Dira Shetash Mishala Avir, Ein Metaltlimbo. Because then that area is going to be considered a Dira Shetash Mishala Avir. It's only made for someone who's guarding the fields around it to be able to gain some protection under there. So he's able to watch the area outside of it. But it's not a full-fledged dira that's made to be used inside of it. And any dira that's tashmishel avir, its main purpose is to protect what's outside of it, you're not allowed to carry under. Ella sasayim, so says Gemara, avalim hekev, but if the hekev is bigger than sasayim, then they made a gezerah that you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos. Meaning any diras teshmishel avir imitaltim bo elis asayim, only allowed to carry if it's up until base asayim. If it's a diras teshmishel avir that's larger than a base asayim, you're only allowed to carry 4 amos. Tashma Aligmar says, I'll bring you a raya, another raya from a brisa that a mechitza that's not able to withstand a ruach mitzuya is still called a mechitza. Shavas, a person on Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, realizes that it's become Shabbos, Betel Shehu Gavo Asara, an amount that's 10 tefachim tall, which has the status of Rosh Hashiachid, Vuhu Me Arba Amos Ad Beis Asayim, and this mound is somewhere between 4 Amos and Beis Asayim, V'chein B'neka, or in a hole in the ground, Shu Amok Asara, this 10 tefachim deep, this cleft in the ground, Vuhu Me Arba Amos Ad Beis Asayim, and it covers an area that's somewhere between 4 Amos and Beis Asayim, V'chein Kama Ketzura V'shibolos Makifos Osa, or if you have an area of grain that's depressed into the ground, meaning you have standing grain all around, like in the movies when a UFO lands, right, and flattens the grain in the middle of the field, but all around it is standing grain that, I don't know why that's the best mashal I can come up with, but all around it is standing grain that creates like a mechitza, mahalich eskula, you're allowed to walk through that entire area, and you're allowed to go 2,000 amos outside of that area, because that's your new tchum Shabbos. I avogav dekazel vaasi, even though whatever your mechitza is, in the case of the standing grain, it blows in the wind, so don't you see that even something that blows in the wind can be a mechitza? Says marasim nami davalei b'hutza v'dafna. Now that must also be talking about a case where you solidified it using hutza v'dafna. So it turns out that we had 4 different kashas on Rav Acha bar Yaakov's shita, that a mechitza that's not able to withstand a normal wind is not a mechitza, and we answered all of them, that all of them are talking about fortified mechitzos. So let's do some main points over here on Chaf Dalid Amud Beis. So the Mishnah says using trees, that you can use trees as walls of a sukkah, and we had 4 rayas, next main point is 4 rayas against the rule that a mechitza that sways in the wind is not a mechitza, but we answer all 4 rayas that they're talking about cases where you fortified the walls. So Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, the major sugya of Shluchei Mitzvah, of Shluchei Mitzvah being pater from a mitzvah. Okay, Osig Mitzvah, pater from a mitzvah. That's the real major sugya coming up, Ezra Hashem, on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph.